Clark, that's a waterfall.
Yes, Lewis, I know.
That means the river is going to end.
Yes, Lewis, I know.
In a world where Hollywood won't stop until every video game, even educational ones, is made into a movie.
Lewis and Clark, thank you for coming. We've just received word that a group of aliens have invaded a new state out west called Oregon.
If we captured their technology, it might help us win World War II.
Indeed, but only if we beat the Russians to it first.
Comes yet another movie based off a video game.
Welcome to Matt's General Store. We can fix you up with a team of oxen, perhaps some clothes.
Bullets. All we need are bullets.
Starring Will Smith as Lewis.
It's been 3 days now. Too bad we didn't bring any, food with us.
That's what the 2,000 bullets are for.
You know damn well you can't carry all that back to the wagon.
Kevin Kline as Clark.
I've been bitten by another traveler. Soon I'll have dysentery just like them. When that time comes, will you do something for me?
Yes, Clark, I'll shoot you.
I was going to say stop the wagon long enough for me to take a dump.
And Jennifer Lopez as Sacagawea.
How can we get across this river if we can't afford to pay for the ferry?
I can help form of a coin.
It's a classic story with all of the historical accuracy you'd expect out of Hollywood.
I'm Benjamin Franklin, inventor of the airplane. President Taft sent me to help you cross the Alps before the French attack.
Is that enough, man? Pesky flies all day, mosquitoes all night.
Someone back home was wondering, why don't he ride?
This summer, follow the trail to adventure.
All right, just calm down.
We just lost exactly 318 bullets and you're telling me to be calm?
The trail to romance.
Sacagawea, I have dysentery. Before I take a major dump, I want you to know that I love you.
I will get you to the coast, no matter how meager the Russians are grueling the pace.
The trail to Oregon.
Look at this tombstone. He was the last survivor of his party, and then he died.
And who the hell buried him?
That's a very good question.
Oregon Trail, the movie.
We're almost there, and you won't trade us an ox for 3 sets of clothing? This is madness.
Madness?
This is Oregon!
Coming soon to an elementary school near you.
Hello and welcome back to the BenHeck.com podcast, episode 39. I'm your host, Ben Heckendorn.
And I am Jason Jones.
Yes, that is him.
Not Indiana, I guess.
Or Tom. All right, we have some topics today, of course. I wrote them on the back of a receipt the other night, but they should work.
Well, I guess that's different from a bar napkin.
It was at a bar, though.
Hmm. Close enough, then.
Well, I've been gone so much, I want to make sure I didn't forget how to karaoke and stuff. And I hadn't. Anyway, our topics are self-censorship in the media. Sure, companies do it, so the government won't do it for them, but isn't that even worse? A good example of this is the Indiana Jones 4 trailer, which is digitally altered in the United States, but unaltered overseas for some reason. Horseshit, we'll discuss. Topic 2, not really a topic, but I'm sure we'll have a lot to say about it. HD DVD is dead, like James Brown.
No.
Yes.
Or HD DVD. I'll miss you.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, from what I saw, it looked like the HD DVDs were better done.
Yeah.
But I don't know what really did it.
Yeah. Well, I think it helped. Blu-ray helped a lot, or their cause was helped a lot by the fact that Sony is, you know, this big media conglomerate, so they already, you know, they are a studio as well as everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was no chance in hell of Sony stuff ever going to HD DVD. Unless everybody else, you know, jumped ship and went to HD DVD, which obviously didn't happen.
Warner was kind of involved with HD DVD, wasn't it? Because they were involved with DVD.
Yeah, I thought they were a little. It was mainly Toshiba, though,
mm-hmm.
that was championing it. But I guess we'll get to that when we discuss.
Well, I think Sony had more to lose, certainly.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Okay, and then another topic. We actually have 4 topics today.
Oh. Jesus.
Topic 3 is, are serial TV shows killing television? Strikes aside, do shows that require complete devotion to every episode put off the viewers to not even watch them. I guess, I mean, the difference between this is like a show like CSI or
Lost.
Well, or I'm talking about like episodic shows.
Oh, okay.
Like, you watch an episode of CSI, someone gets murdered, by the end of the episode they find out who it is, the end.
Yeah.
Grey's Anatomy, someone's sick or whatever happens in that show, at the end, they're cured. These other shows like Lost, 24, Prison Break, you have to basically watch every episode to know what the hell is going on.
Yeah.
And they're never as highly rated. Now, I would agree that they're better shows, but it's all about ratings, so I think we're probably going to argue a lot on this one.
I would imagine.
Argue even though we agree. But I think maybe, especially with, like, with the writer's strike, you can really shoot yourself in the foot when you have a show like that. So
yeah,
we
definitely
shall discuss. And also, like, the Terminator show, I can bring that up, because that's the reason I stopped watching that. I'm like, I just do not care about every episode. Topic 4 is Revenge of the Music Players. A couple weeks ago, I had it in my mind that I wanted to go buy a MP3 player, because I actually didn't have one, if you can believe that or not. And I thought, you know, the Zune 80 is getting good reviews. Maybe I should check it out. Not necessarily because Apple's not my favorite company, but more like, you know, why not?
Daring, right? To be different.
And also I took a look at that Amazon MP3 thing. And I thought, well, maybe I could buy a Zune and then get some MP3s off Amazon and kind of talk about the other music experience.
Yeah.
The non-Apple one. But that's not exactly what ended up happening, so we'll talk about that. Okay, games we've been playing. You want to go first?
Well, I haven't really played anything lately. I guess I played that Poker Smash game a couple weeks ago.
That's all I got on mine, too.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It's kind of like Tetris, but you're making like poker hands instead of putting similarly colored blocks together, and then there's some little twists on it, like you have the bombs you can use to blow out cards that are causing you problems, and you can slow time down. There's like a little gauge or something on the screen that lets you do that when things are piling up. It's a pretty tough game, though, but it's
fun.
Have
you turned it online yet?
No.
I got my ass kicked. Yeah, I like it. I like puzzle games like that, so I said it was worth $10. Why not?
Yeah, what the hell?
Well, since the only game we were playing was Poker Smash, I guess we could move on. News items. Well, they put HD DVD dies, but I suppose we can talk about that more on the topic. I have to admit, it happened a lot faster than I would have expected.
Yeah, the whole Warner thing just totally, you know, threw everything off, I think. Because otherwise, it would have been through next Christmas easy. Like, if things would have stayed as they were after the Paramount thing, I think it would have gone through next Christmas with, you know, relative ease.
Well, I think Warner's was the thing that kind of set it off, you know, your favorite movie. But then you had, like, Netflix, you know, was going to go blue.
Yeah.
I think the straw that broke the camel's back, though, was when Walmart went blue. Because that was probably about 1 week before the official Toshiba announcement.
Yeah.
Because, unfortunately, Walmart is the king of all creation as far as retail sales. And if they don't like you, you're dead.
Yeah. But Warner Brothers was definitely the big 800-pound gorilla or whatever. Because once they went exclusively to Blu-ray, it's like, well, all HD has left is Universal and Paramount. You know, they probably, I don't know, they're like maybe 25% of the market or something. I don't know.
Right, well, right, you know. But that's a studio thing. But I'm just saying, you know,
because that made everything else,
made the retailer stuff happen.
But that's, you know, why it happened, I think, was, I mean, Target had already gone just Blu-ray like last year sometime. But I think once Warner Brothers did that, everybody kind of said, okay, fine, the writing's on the wall now. Because it was shortly thereafter that Netflix made their announcement then, and then Walmart did, and, you know, it was, I thought the writing was on the wall the minute that Warner Brothers shifted, because, you know, how can you have a format where you've only got two studios behind it? So, oh well. It may live on in another way, though, you know, like people, you know, I was reading stuff and they were saying, well, you know, for video games, they use different format discs. You know, you've got Blu-ray on the PS3, and then they use, you know, DVDs for the 360, and Nintendo always has their, you know, proprietary type stuff. And
Right. Well, we could talk about that in the topic.
Yeah.
I made a list of other formats that, quote-unquote, died, but didn't die. I'm just glad it's over now, because, well, our next news item, the PS3 outsold the Xbox 360 in January.
Oh, boy.
And
Blu-ray.
I think Blu-ray's probably a part of it. Apparently, there's been Xbox shortages as well. I don't know if I buy that as much.
Yeah, that seems a little shaky to me.
I bought that new one last month, or was it last month? Yeah, it was last. Yeah, I think it was in January that I bought that, and
yeah,
there was like four of them there. And
I've heard people say elites are kind of hard to come by, but
yeah, I could believe that.
But
and like when Kurt and I went on our Xbox quest, actually that day I think Best Buy was out of everything but arcades.
Hmm.
You know, I don't think the arcade's that bad of a deal. I mean, you get a memory card and a wireless controller.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
And then you get the 5 games or whatever with it, too. And
yeah, it's not really that gimped.
Yeah.
But and then I read another article. Well, anyway, the PS3, Dave, I was just talking about it today. He was like, oh, I want one now, because a big thing he said was, like, the Blu-ray thing.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Sony took a chance, and I think it's going to pay off.
Yeah, in the end, it'll... Well, like we were, you know, kind of starting to say last year, you know, it's like it's very foreseeable in the end that, you know, the PS3 will come out on top, because, you know,
slow and steady could win the race.
And, you know, they built the system for the long haul, and they, you know, put Blu-ray in it, took a gamble on that, and now it looks like that's going to pay off.
Like, the Wii was just a cash-in. The Xbox 360 was rushed.
Yeah.
The PS3, they just made it, and it worked, and it's kind of developed after it's been released. I mean,
yeah.
You know, people complain about the Xbox. Oh, it has 3 SKUs. Like, look at the frickin' PlayStation.
Oh, God, yeah.
It changes all the time. yeah, I mean, I don't know exactly why, but I could see myself buying one maybe this summer.
Yeah.
So, I think Dave's waiting for his George Bush rebate check.
Oh, yeah.
You know, where the government prints more money that they borrow from China so people can buy things from China.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to edit that out.
Nice. That's the truth, so.
Okay, yeah, okay, so also I guess the Wii is projected to outsell the Xbox 360 in the United States by summer.
Hmm.
Again, who has one?
Well, maybe it is those casual gamers, you know, the people, you know, these people that we don't know that go out and buy them, you know.
Or maybe it's all old people that we don't hang out with.
Yeah.
Although I can't really see an old person going out and buying it. I can see it maybe being in a rest home.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, too. A lot of, like, fitness centers are buying them and crap I've seen, and then, like, for rehabilitation and things, like it...
Whatever happened to good old-fashioned, like, just moving around for rehabilitation?
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, didn't they used to have, like, swimming pools and stuff where, you know, they'd do different exercises and,
well,
yeah.
You know that Wii Fit thing they have coming out?
Yeah.
Last I read, most homes were equipped with this thing called a floor that you could do push-ups on.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm confused.
Yeah, I don't quite get it, but, yeah.
I know we've talked about that a million times, so we don't need to... We don't need to beat that dead horse.
It still confuses
me. Okay, and, and this thing we heard about, Netflix to allow their online movie streaming to go through the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3.
Yeah, I heard that kind of rumored a couple weeks ago that it's something that's being worked on, so that could be pretty cool. I guess the way it was going to work is that you'd, you know, if you were a Netflix subscriber, then for like an extra $3 or something a month, you'd get this disc that you'd put into your 360 or PS3 or whatever, and then having that disc in would enable you to be able to stream movies from Netflix or TV shows or whatever.
Have you tried watching the Netflix movies using your computer?
I think I played around with it one time and it worked pretty well, as I recall. I didn't watch a whole movie, but I just kind of checked it out.
Right, it's a classic example of, like, who the hell wants to watch it on their computer?
Yep.
I mean, video pirates sitting in basements, you know, eating, like, bonbons or whatever they would eat.
Yeah, the only thing I've watched online so far was, I think I missed the second episode of Lost this year.
Mm-hmm.
And so, just before the third episode came out, I went... I was like, oh shit, I completely forgot about that. So I went online and watched it on ABC.com, and that was actually pretty cool. It was actually much more enjoyable watching it on there than on the TV, because the commercial breaks aren't nearly as long or as frequent.
I think Dale said that he does that too when he misses an episode. Oh, he's actually been watching season 4.
Yeah.
He is now no longer a Lost hater.
Nice. It is pretty... It's different this season. It's pretty
yeah,
cool.
I was expecting it to go downhill, but no, it's quite interesting.
And then I watched a bunch of the current season of The Office episodes online, too, because they had, like, 5 of them out there, I think. And I
watched. Oh, really? You can watch them online?
Yeah.
Cool. Once I finish season 3, I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's interesting for... I can't remember... Is it NBC that does The Office?
Yeah.
But they've only got, like, some of the episodes from, like, the current season for the shows out there on their site that you can watch for free. But, like, ABC, it was like everything was out there and you could watch it for free. Like, you could go back to season 1 of Lost and watch them online for free.
How was the resolution?
Oh, pretty good. On my computer with my... Because I was doing it over wireless and stuff, I couldn't watch it in full screen mode or whatever they call it, because it was kind of choppy.
Idea.
But I watched it in, like, the next highest setting, and it looked good.
It's not like YouTube, though.
No, it's better. Way better, yeah.
Okay, well, that's cool. All right, well, we should probably move on to our topics here. All right, the first topic, of course, is self-censorship in the media. And I wrote down a few examples, several of which involve Indiana Jones or Steven Spielberg. you know, when George Lucas redid Star Wars, Greedo shoots first, which is kind of a pacification of the character. And of course, the infamous walkie-talkies in the redo of E.T.
Yeah. Yeah, let's take the guns out and put walkie-talkies in, because walkie-talkies are so menacing.
A gun has never been pointed at a child in the history of the world. And then, of course, you have the modified Indiana Jones 4 trailer. So I read about this last week. I don't know who exactly figured it out at first, but I guess that's kind of where we got the idea for this topic, so I'll explain it. I mean, by now, pretty much all of us have probably seen the Indiana Jones 4 trailer, and we could probably talk about that, too, while we're on the subject. But anyway, in the trailer, you know, obviously Indiana Jones has snuck onto an army base, I would assume is Roswell, and... a bunch of soldiers are around him with machine guns. And the part in the trailer where... Who is it? Ray Winstone?
Ray Winstone, yeah.
I always get him confused with Jim Broadbent. Says, this isn't going to be easy. And Indiana Jones says, not as easy as it used to be. And then he falls asleep. Anyway, in the international trailers, which I assume is the way the movie was originally filmed, they're all being held like at gunpoint. Guns right up to their chests. You know, like Thompson rifles. In the U.S. version... They're kind of just standing around them, and their guns are kind of lowered a little bit, but not pointed directly at them. And also in the U.S. version, if you download the high-def version, it's really easy to see, but you can also tell in the regular ones. The way they chop the guns out is really crude. It's like some kid in their basement with After Effects kind of crude. like the soldier behind Jim Broadbent slides around, and I said Jim Broadbent.
Yeah, Ray Winstone, yep.
Slides around, and Indiana Jones' shirt moves, and characters appear halfway out of the screen in the background. Because
yeah.
They've obviously, like... Well, yeah, on the left side of the screen, well, you saw, there's a guy with a machine gun, like, right next to Jim. And that's obviously the part
or
that...
Or Ray.
The chubby guy. There's a machine gun next to the chubby guy, and they took it out. And, I mean, do you think that's... My first impression was like kind of a reaction to the recent school shootings and whatnot that have happened in America,
yeah,
not overseas.
Probably, I can't imagine that like the MPAA had an influence on that, even though they are kind of Nazis.
Right, but hasn't Steven Spielberg told the MPAA to go fuck themselves on occasion?
Yeah, yeah.
Like the rumor that Transformers.
Well, even with Transformers,
rated.
Yeah. But yeah. To me, after, you know, the whole E.T. thing, it seems like something that Spielberg probably just did. Although, then why would he have filmed it that, you know, the other way?
I mean, do you think it could be kind of like a Red Band trailer? I mean, maybe, you know, you can't have guns... Well, I can't even imagine why... No.
No, it can't be that.
You know, because you know they have rules, like, in a G-rated movie, you can't show a violent act unless the aggressor and the victim are in two different frames or shots.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. Well, I put down an example. I don't know if you remember this, but I remember Wild Wild West, yes, the classic movie that our intro references. I'd read that it was a kind of re-edited. They toned the violence down in that because it was obviously being edited just after Columbine happened.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, being a big hit movie, obviously they had to make it less violent. And so I don't know exactly what they edited down because there really wasn't much violence in that movie at all.
No, not really.
Maybe there was some because, I mean, it was stupidly unviolent, if you ask me. I mean, I have it on DVD, of course. But it has a good production design.
It's kind of like, you know, when they made the new Die Hard PG-13, you know, it's just, like, stupid because it's not what the movie's about. You know, it's like sanitizing the original concept, you know, just to appease people or something, or to hit a broader audience or whatever. I don't know. It's just freaking stupid shit. It's like everything's becoming way too, well, I can't say that word probably, but they're just taking all of the kind of meat out of everything and just...
Well, TV usually is pretty meaty.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the thing. TV's like more racy probably than movies are for the most part anymore, you know?
Probably because it's cheaper. They don't have as much to risk.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, it's not like they make, you know, $150 million TV shows or whatever.
Although I think they can be fairly pricey.
Well, yeah, for a whole season, but, you know, one episode, a little different, but...
It's still...
I mean, they're still spendy, but...
No, I think if you have, like, a popular show with expensive actors, like Lost... well, Lost, the actors probably aren't paid as well as some other shows, but...
Well, like, Friends would be a good example, because I remember some of the people on Friends would make, like, over $1 million an episode or
right,
something
like
that.
Right, times six.
Yeah.
Well, I can't remember what... I think, like, when ER was in its prime, it was, like, at least $10 million an episode, and...
Yeah.
I'm sure Grey's Anatomy is fairly expensive. Why don't they make TV shows about anything other than doctors, lawyers, or police? Well, well, hell, you know what's funny is, you know, we're complaining about self-censorship, but we do self-censorship on this
show. Then we're doing it ourselves,
show.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's that so much, but we just choose not to talk about certain things, mostly politics.
Yeah.
But I think that's mostly because it becomes inflammatory.
Yeah, you know? Well, and our audience is, you know, kind of geared at a certain... Not that they wouldn't be interested to hear our political views, probably, but it's not really what the podcast is about.
Right, I mean, I'm sure you've heard me complain about, like, websites that have political slants for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
Like, Ain't It Cool News. Well, there's definitely a reason they have political slants, but not in the context of their website. There's really no place for it. And it's just annoying, because in, like, the comment section, all it is a big flame war.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, this has nothing to do with anything. Or I've seen that on other sites, too, like Engadget. You know, they'll have an article about Blu-ray, and then someone will bring up, I don't know, the Bush administration.
Yeah.
Like, the next 20 posts will be a flame war about that. It's like, what does this have to do with the topic?
Try going to USA Today sometime and just seeing some... Like, there'll be an article out there about, like, last night's episode of American Idol or something, and within probably 15 posts, somebody will bring up the Bush administration, and then it just turns into this whole flame war, and it's like, this is about American Idol. You know, it's like, what the hell does the Bush administration have to do with it, or, you know, whatever. But, yeah, it happens on there. Like, I go to USA Today pretty much every day just to see, you know, what's going on in the world for my news, since I don't get a newspaper or whatever, and so I'll click on articles, and I'll see that all the time on there. And it's, you know, on topics that aren't even remotely political, and some idiot will go in there and just start, you know, or they'll start ripping on Hillary or whatever, you know, and it's like... This isn't the forum for that.
Right, and that's kind of why we don't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's things we've said. Mostly it's me. I'll say something when we record the podcast, and I actually edit it out in the end, because it might be really inflammatory, even more inflammatory than things we already say. And that's self-censorship, but, you know, that's like making a movie and, you know, like... Frodo bangs his toe and says "fuck." Obviously, you don't leave that in the movie. It's not part of the context of the movie.
Yeah,
you know. But when you've got, you know, Indiana Jones at gunpoint, that's the context of the movie, and a apparently that's, you can't see that.
Yeah, well, and obviously there's, you know, two flavors of that. You know, since the international version, it's one way, and domestic version's another way. So it's kind of like, you know, what, we're not mature enough to be able to handle what the international version has to show
because,
us.
It's because United States soldiers that have him at gunpoint.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why we don't want to see that, but overseas they're like, oh, United States soldiers pointing guns at people?
Yeah.
We see that all the time.
That happens every day.
I'm being a little facetious with that. You know what? I bet if you or I snuck into an army base, that probably would happen to us.
They'd probably pull guns on you, yeah. I would imagine. Yep.
Well, I was reading about that online. People were like, well, yeah, the Russians are pointing their guns at him. I'm like, no, look at the movie. They're American soldiers.
Yeah, look where they are. Look at what their uniforms look like. They're definitely American soldiers.
Or are they? Maybe the Russians have secretly snuck into the base. Because then why is there an action sequence?
And they're in disguise.
Oh, what about the action sequence where he's in that truck and he's like, damn, I thought that was closer. And he like punches that guy?
Yeah.
That guy clearly is a United States Army soldier. So Indiana Jones can punch a United States Army soldier, but they can't point a gun at him. I don't know, it might be a little more political than we think.
Yeah.
There are reasons, but whatever the reason, it's bullshit. I mean, Spielberg makes all sorts of movies where people are getting shot and killed and stuff. Look at Munich.
Yeah, Munich's a classic example.
Israel fights back.
That's right.
And I'm the knocked leave that up in guys too, are not? Happy. What?
And the knocked up guys are happy about it.
Well, it got him laid, didn't it?
Yeah, apparently. Eric Bana got it done for him.
All right, let's move on. HD DVD is dead, like James Brown, finally. Well, I don't mean finally, but, you know, after 10 years of cheerleaders telling us, you know, James Brown is dead, it was about time.
I guess. Poor James.
Well, I know you were a big HD DVD supporter, so what's your opinion? I mean, did you think it was inevitable?
Yeah, I kind of figured eventually, you know, Blu-ray would win out just because it seemed like it had a little more brand recognition, possibly just because maybe the name was different or whatever. You know, it didn't have DVD in it. And
less syllables.
Yeah, and it, you know, always pretty much did have a bit more studio support. And, you know, it did have Disney and, you know, all that crap, which is kind of a big deal. And, yeah, when Warner switched, I knew the writing was on the wall the minute that happened. And
I saw some sales number. Actually, like, the top high-def disc, at least in December, for instance, was that Bourne Ultimatum movie, which is HD-DVD.
Yeah.
It, like, outsold the top Blu-ray movie by a wide margin, which I think was Pirates of the Caribbean 2 or 3 or whatever the fuck they're on. But I think the acclamation of all the discs combined was more important than that.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of that kind of spoke to the fact that, you know, a lot of the Blu-ray players that out there are PS3s, and, you know, a lot of those people aren't necessarily using them as Blu-ray players, although some are. But
I thought people weren't necessarily using them as video game machines.
Well, yeah, you'd think. But I think you kind of saw that in some of the, you know, software sales numbers or whatever for, you know, actual disc sales between the formats, because the disparity wasn't nearly as large when you looked at the sales of HD DVD discs compared to Blu-ray discs in comparison to the sales of actual hardware players for the two.
Well, didn't they say the HD players sold very well or more than Blu-ray players, but they never counted PS3s, wasn't it? Something like that?
Yeah, I think that's what it was. Because it's like if you take the PS3 into account, it, you know, then it was kind of a no-brainer. Because they've sold, what, 10 million PS3s now?
Yeah, that's the same kind of fuzzy logic where they say, you know, Wii Sports is the top game of the year or something.
Yeah, even though it's bundled with every single one that's sold in the U.S. I guess in Japan it's separate. But
so you could say it's the top game of the year, but the people didn't really... Well, actually, I think they did choose to buy it.
Yeah,
that's
in
like
a way,
basically all
the
Wii is, but... well, whereas, you know, with the Blu-ray player, yeah, it kind of was a Trojan horse, so to speak.
Yeah.
But... Well, I read a poll once that a lot of people didn't even realize the PS3 could do that. Maybe that's why they advertise it more.
Hmm. Yeah,
they have ads on TV where basically they advertise it as a Blu-ray player.
As a Blu-ray player, yep. That's it. Yeah.
Resistance 2 sounds pretty cool, though.
Yeah, they said, what, like 8-player co-op, and it's a completely different campaign from the single-player campaign or something like that?
I'd be more interested in that than Gears of War 2, for instance.
Yeah, I would agree.
It was a cool game, Resistance, I mean.
But, yeah, it's... You know, like I've said in previous podcasts, I think the HD DVD format has a hell of a lot more polish on it than the Blu-ray format does. But maybe now that the Blu-ray format's going to be the standard going forward, hopefully the studios will start putting a little more effort into the discs. And
did you hear this JavaScript versus Java thing with those?
Mm-mm.
The HD DVD were JavaScript, and I heard the Blu-ray were full Java, so it's harder to make them good.
Hmm.
We'd probably have to look into that some more, but I assume you have read that someplace, so maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah, it could be. Because, yeah, I was never impressed with, like, the Blu-ray discs that I saw, like, in terms of just, like, the presentation of the movie, like, from the menu screens to the extras and whatever. It just seemed like HD had a leg up on Blu-ray on that stuff more often than not.
I haven't seen as many as you, but I would agree from what I've seen from my sampling.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know if they just weren't trying as hard on the Blu-ray side or what, because they just kind of figured eventually it would win, so they didn't need to put as much effort into it.
We have all the storage capacity. What more could we need?
Yeah. See, that's the thing with Blu-ray. That's all anybody ever talks about is the storage capacity. And it's like, well,
it's important.
It is important, but it's like, you know, at the same time, you have to put quality content on it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
They have all that storage space, and yet the PS3 games still have to install.
Yeah.
Like, Devil May Cry, I guess, takes...
like, about a half hour to install or something. I think.
You know, there's another good point. I'm going to completely shift gears here, but...
Of war?
Yes, I'm going to shift gears of war.
Two.
Nice. Step up to the streets. That's my new thing to say, by the way.
Yes. Well, see, now the 360 has a big ticket title for this year. Gears of War 2.
Yeah, and that was the second highest selling game on that console last year. I mean, it kept going pretty good.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you're gear shifting.
Yeah. So the other day I was talking about the Xbox to somebody. I can't remember who. And I was mentioning, you know, it's like, oh, it's all the little things, you know, that work so well about it. And then Jesse Peckham was like, well, that's the same thing I say about Apple. And I realized, you know, he's absolutely right.
Yeah.
It's too bad Windows didn't work as well as the Xbox. Think about it. You download a demo and you can immediately play it. It just works because it has to.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't have to install it or any of that crap. And yeah, that was the funny thing when, like I'd mentioned before, and when critiquing the PS3, you know, and how you download something and then you'd have to install it and stuff. It just seemed like kind of going backwards. You know, after having the 360, and, you know, you download an arcade game, boom, you can just play it. You download a demo, just play it. You don't need to sit there and wait for it to install for 5-10 minutes, whatever.
Well, I installed Adobe CS3 the other day, or last week, I suppose it was. It took, just installing it probably took probably about a half an hour to install it.
Yeah.
Then I had to fuck around to get AI working correctly for probably about 2 hours, because I guess it has some issues in Vista, even though CS3 is supposed to work with Vista. And I was getting kind of disgruntled. I mean, I didn't run out and buy an iMac or anything, but apparently everything's working now, but yeah, it was kind of lame. So yeah, it works with the Xbox. I mean, a video game demo can't be that much different than a program.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure the Xbox has to do a lot of things behind the scenes, but you know what? It does them, and...
Yeah, and it works, so...
It's like, bloop, bloop, demo downloaded, and you can run it, so...
I wonder if the reason they do... That's, like, not so much with the demos and stuff, but, like, with Devil May Cry, and I know, like... I'm pretty sure Heavenly Sword, you had to install part of it to the hard drive as well. I wonder if they do that because of the Blu-ray drive's, like, slower read speed... So that can improve their load times and stuff if part of the game's installed to the drive.
It just seems silly, though, because, I mean, how many games can you install on your hard drive until you run out of space? And
yeah, I mean, well, you don't install the whole game though. It's just like some of the files or whatever. But
right, but I mean, you have to think. I mean, how big are the hard? They had like the 20 gig one's gone, right? The new one's 40 gig.
Yeah, 20's long gone, and then they had the 60. And then they had the 80, and now the 40, which now the 80's being phased out. And of course, you can go out and buy your own drive and put it in there, but, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's like a 120 later this year.
That's kind of what I'm thinking. I think I even saw that kind of rumored somewhere at one time that there was a theory about that.
Well, if it takes half an hour to install, I mean, you could easily install a lot more than just a few gigs in half an hour. So what the hell is it doing?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you're just, like, copying data, it shouldn't even take that long. Of course, yeah, they do say the Blu-ray drive speed is... The data rate transfer is not actually as fast as the Xbox's DVD drive, but, of course, to hear the Xbox DVD drive run, it sounds like, you know, a freaking jet engine. So maybe Blu-ray is, you know, better for wear and tear.
Yeah.
Gee, I wouldn't be surprised at all, actually. Oh, that reminds me, our high score for Dandy California actually did get uploaded to the servers.
Oh, boy.
So.
It got in there.
I don't know if we talked about that last week. We finally got past a million on a Rock Band song. I mean, we're not that great at it.
Yeah.
It was Dandy California, four players, and after the song was done, we had a disc read error. And we're like, no! Irony of ironies!
Yeah, I think it was after the... Because we did like a two-song make a set list, and it was Dandy California and then some other song, and I think it was after the second song when it would have been going to like save your results to the hard drive or whatever, and then it goes, oh, disk read error, game
but,
over.
But yeah, if you go on the leaderboards now, our million score for that is in, I think we're in the top, like, what was it? I think we're actually even under 1,000.
Wow.
Pretty good. Well, that's what I can't figure out. If you go by fans, obviously we're way, way down the list. But like, just overall band score, we're not actually that bad. We have like 27. We're like in the 2700th, something like that.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. We can take a look at that later. Oh yeah, that's right. We were talking about HD/DVD. I was just gonna list some other formats that died or lost, but didn't really die. Beta, which everyone likes to talk about, became Betamax. Which was used by television studios pretty much since, you know, Beta came out in, what was it, 84? Something like that?
Yeah, I think.
Pretty much up into the late 90s, and well, even still now, but now they use, like, DV Pro and HD crap. So, I mean, Sony obviously had a market for it. And now, those HD cam tapes, guess who makes those? Sony. You know, Sony's kind of like Ford. I wouldn't want to ever see them go away.
Yeah.
In fact, if I had to choose... Well, I know who you'd choose. Okay, what if you had to choose between Chevy and Sony dying? Well, wait a minute. Actually, that's probably not a very good question to ask you. Sorry. Maybe we should clarify that.
Yeah, I don't know. Neither one of them needs to die, but... yeah, I'm a big GM guy, so I don't need to see Chevy die anytime soon, so... Sony's cool too, though. I like their electronics, as I've said before. I think I've only had that one CD changer way back when that had any sort of failure for me out of all the products of theirs I've owned over the years. So yeah. But yeah, Ford could die. I wouldn't really care.
I would.
I shouldn't say that, though, because they are an American company, so I would like to see them hang around and try to employ people in this country. But
I was writing up a...
which I could go off and be political about that stuff, too, but I won't.
Topic 3. Are serial TV shows killing television? And will overpopulation bankrupt our country? Strikes aside, do shows that require complete devotion to every episode instead put viewers off? Well, a good example of this is I was watching that Terminator, the Chronicles of Sarah Connor, or whatever it was called. I watched the first few episodes, and it's not that great of a show anyway, and I have a feeling it's probably not going to last long, but you can tell they're trying to make this big, mysterious story and completely pissing on the other movie's plot lines, even more so than Part 3 fucked it up, even though I thought Part 3 was great. And I'm like, you know what? I don't care about all this crap. And I just stopped watching it.
Yeah.
Then I like, I think I watched the pilot of that Bionic Woman show. And oh yeah, I brought that up earlier when we were talking about violence. That was a weird show. It was kind of like a 1980s show.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I didn't see it, but I, like, you know, read about it in Entertainment Weekly, and just the look of it,
yeah,
it looked like something out of the 80s.
Right, because it's like, she goes around, and she has, like, a robotic arm, and a leg, and an eyeball or something. I don't. Basically, one half of her body was destroyed in a car accident. So she goes in there, and she, like, punches people and kicks them. But, yeah, it reminded me of, like, something like the A-Team, where, like, you know, TV 20 years ago, and no one actually got shot and stuff. And,
yeah.
That's why I brought that up earlier when we were talking about violence. And again, it's like, oh, there's this big story arc, and is this person bad? It's like, I don't care. I invest my time, as far as that's concerned, in one show, and that's Lost. And then,
see, I like this topic, because I never really get a chance to talk about TV shows. I've kind of been itching to talk about them, so it'll be a good time. So I'm glad you brought this one up. So it's interesting with TV shows, because I really haven't been into them for quite some time, if really ever. I mean, when I was younger, I watched, like, Golden Girls and Empty Nest with my grandma and stuff, you know. And
you never watched, like, A-Team or Knight Rider?
Not really. I mean, every now and then I might have, you know, noticed them, but it's not, like, anything I made a habit out of. But I used to, you know, go to my grandma's on Saturdays quite a bit and spend the night, and so Golden Girls and Empty Nest were always on, like, Saturday night. So we'd watch those, and those were a good time, but yeah, for some reason I just kind of got away from TV and really got into movies, but then, you know, movies have started to suck lately, for the most part, and whatever the hell it was the first episode of season 2 of Lost, and for whatever reason, I'd heard about Lost or something, and I'm like, well, what the hell, I'll watch it, and I just totally got hooked off that one episode. I was like, wow, I want to, you know more about this, what the hell's going on and all that, because it was just such a cool episode.
That was the one where they went into the hatch, right?
Yeah, that was the one with Desmond, where it starts out and it's got, like, the Mamas and the Papas song playing, and he's, like, exercising, and you don't really know what the hell it is, and then, boom, you hear the hatch blow, and then it's like, oh, shit, this dude's on the island and all that, whatever. And then it had the neat backstory with Jack, where he fixed the woman who had the broken back, and there was like no way he could fix her, and then she wound up becoming his wife and all that, and it was just a very emotionally powerful episode, I guess, and very intriguing, and that made me, like, within a day or two, I went out and bought the first season on DVD and just, like, mowed through it and totally got hooked. And I was like, damn, you know, I never thought a TV show could be like this, you know, or operate on this level, I guess, where it's just got so many layers to it. You know, it's got all the mystery stuff, it's got a lot of emotional heft to it in a lot of areas, and then, you know, you got some action here and there, and it has the whole interesting tact to it, where each episode is kind of a different character's episode, which helps keep it fresh, I think, because, you know, I'll be sitting there watching, and you know, like, what was it, the third episode of the current season, it was like, oh, cool, it's a Saeed episode, because Saeed's one of my favorite characters, and
yeah, he's pretty cool.
So you just kind of get geeked up a bit more when it's like, oh, cool, you know, he's in the flashback or the flash
forward. Whatever
you
do, don't fall in love with Saeed.
Yeah, it never ends well, that's for sure. But, yeah, I don't know, it's just really cool, and then recently I've gotten kind of hooked on The Office, too, which is just a really great show for, you know, similar but different reasons, I guess, because it's, you know, it's a comedy and everything, but it's, you know, very real and believable. I mean,
I think that's what's so good about it. It is so realistic.
Yeah, because you have the people that, you know, screw around and joke around in the office, and you've got, like, the straight people, you know, that are just kind of, mm-hmm. like, there to, you know, punch in their 8 hours a day or whatever and go home, and you know, then you have, like, the Pam character who, like, when we were talking earlier and you said, you know, she's, like, the most probably realistic woman you've ever seen, like, on a TV show or
in
a movie or whatever, you know, and it's very true. She's very, very interesting to watch her kind of development over the seasons and
stuff.
Yeah,
I can't wait to polish off season 2 and start on season 3. I started watching that too. It was, I called it the Battlestar Galactica effect. Like, I heard you guys talking about it all the time. I'm like, well, I don't know what the hell these guys are talking about. I better watch this show, and by the time I get done, caught up, there'll be some new show
yeah.
that you'll be talking about. But, let's see. Okay, so you watched Lost.
Yeah, and I did watch quite a bit of 24, because Dale kept talking about it, and one day, for whatever reason, I just was like, I think I had season one from him for like a year or something, and then I finally popped it in and kind of got hooked, and I was like, oh, this is pretty good, and, you know, it's nowhere on the nearly on the level of stuff like Lost and The Office, but it was interesting enough to keep me coming back, and I think I watched like the first four seasons of that, and I haven't watched the fifth or sixth ones yet, but it was an interesting show. It kind of got more and more ridiculous as it went along, and it, which is fine to some extent, but, like, season two was just all over the freaking map, and it was just kind of like they had characters they didn't know what to do with, like the Alicia Cuthbert character, where they just kind of have her get lost in the mountains for half the season, at least, and she gets chased by a mountain lion or some stupid shit, and, but, you know, again, these are all, like, serial shows, you know, where it's like you gotta make an investment to watch them, I guess, you know, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe not 24 so much, like, 24, it helps to watch the older stuff, but I think you could probably just start watching it in season 5 and...
Right, but you have to watch every episode.
Yeah, yeah, you can't just, but you don't necessarily have to watch the entire,
versus
catalog
Lost.
Or whatever, or Lost, you know, it's... Maybe I could have started watching it from the beginning of season 2 and been okay, but, you know, there would have been a lot of stuff that was kind of unanswered
questions. Well,
they go
back and they'll pull out things from
old
episodes.
Yeah, they reference stuff, yeah.
Or you'll have to know, you know, what's going on quite a bit.
Well, that was like we...
So are we going to have spoilers in this conversation?
I don't know, it depends what a spoiler would be.
Well, it's just a guess. I think Locke's the one in the coffin, or the one that's dead.
Yeah, I would agree. It would make sense since there was like nobody there. I mean, the only person who would be there would have been like maybe that, well, Peg Bundy, but obviously something went south with their whole relationship along the way. But yeah, so it'd be kind of cool there. But yeah, I kind of got my mom hooked on Lost now, and we were watching season 3 the other day because she's trying to get caught up because she tried watching, like, one of the episodes from season 4, and she's just like, I don't have a freaking clue what the hell's going on. And I'm like, yeah, there's no way in hell anybody could just pick up on season 4 and know anything about what's going on. But yeah, we watched... It was in one of the early episodes from season 3, but they talked about, like, the polar bears and stuff. And that referenced, like, way back to, like... must have been, like, the second or third episode in the first season. It was pretty early on,
yeah.
Like, when Sawyer capped that one polar bear, and which he's my favorite character on that show,
by the way.
Oh, did you
see that trivia thing on IMDb?
Hmm.
I guess the original choice for him was Forrest Whitaker.
For Sawyer?
That's what I read!
Wow. Well, I like Forrest Whitaker, but I'm glad they got Josh Holloway, because he kicks ass. He's easily my favorite character on that show.
That's just fine by me, Freckles.
Yeah. Yeah, I like him and Saeed. They're, like, both pretty kick-ass.
Yeah, they should kick Matthew Fox's ass. Hey, could you kick his ass for me? You know what's interesting about Matthew Fox?
Nothing. And then Desmond's awesome, too.
I was kind of upset when Hurley betrayed... Who did he betray the last episode?
Well, he betrayed Saeed in one of them.
Well, right, because, yeah, he, like, lures him into that house to trap him.
Yeah.
One thing about... I like Saeed, but he sure falls for a lot of dumb shit. You know, like, they took my boat. Oh, crap, I got trapped in this house.
Yeah.
You know, he gets caught a lot, I guess I would say.
Yeah. He's a pretty resourceful dude, but...
We should just have a whole episode where we talk about Lost.
Yeah,
and, like, talk
cool.
about which people we kick off the island.
Yeah,
like, definitely Matthew Fox. Fuck him.
Yeah, we could say we have... It could be like an episode where, you know, spoilers probably will happen, so listen at your own risk type
mm-hmm.
thing. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that'd be cool.
I would keep Benry. I like Benry now.
Yeah, he's an interesting character.
I feel sorry for him. He's always getting beat up and shot and tortured.
What the heck was I looking at? I think it was on Entertainment Weekly's site the other day, but they had something on there about how often he gets his ass kicked and, like, you know, beat up and stuff, because... It's like he's only been around since, you know, like
Well, season
the
two.
The last third of season two yeah, or whatever he was around. You know, but it's like, yeah, Saeed kicks the shit out of him.
Yeah, doesn't the French woman shoots him immediately? I mean, that's like when she... Doesn't she? Doesn't he get shot almost immediately?
Oh, yeah, with an arrow. Yeah, she shoots him with an arrow. And then Saeed kicks the shit out of him. And then at the end of season three,
Jack beats
the hell out of him. And then early in this season, Sawyer kicked the crap out of him. And there was something where, God, was it Juliet or somebody slapped him in season three? There was something where I was watching the other day and, you know, blood comes out of his mouth. You know, he has to spit blood out because somebody just freaking smacked him. You know, it's just like, God, this dude just gets his freaking ass beat.
Yeah, I really don't like I really don't like Locke's character anymore. I used to like him, but now he's just a dick.
Yeah, I've never been a huge fan of Locke. I was always kind of indifferent to him, but I've always liked Sawyer and then Saeed. And Desmond are all cool, but and I'm not a big Jack hater or anything. I like Jack to some extent. He's gotten better this season for sure. So, and I like the stuff where he screwed with the others. You know, where he like got Ben on the operating table and then kind of turned the tables on them and stuff like that.
Literally, so. Because he was on a table.
Yes,
get it.
That's where I was going. So,
but
yeah, with our whole serialized,
right. Thing. Well, I was gonna say, So I watched Lost, but these other shows like 24, I don't watch any of those. But I will watch. I like to watch Law and Order and stuff like that because you watch it 1 hour, the story's done. You know.
Yeah.
You know, they find a dead body. They find the killer. They go to trial. The end. Same thing with CSI. You know.
Yeah.
Someone's dead. Put some bullets in a microscope. They find the killer. The end. And I'm sure things like House... Well, I know House is because I've seen it before. Someone's sick, they find the cure, the end.
Yeah.
And those shows are usually quite often more highly rated than the serial ones. I know that doesn't affect their quality, but I mean, I think it kind of shows that people like their entertainment in small, digestible chunks.
Yeah, and it's, you know, you don't need as much of a commitment. Because, I mean, that's a big part of the reason why I didn't really get into TV shows much and still really... aren't into them for a large part is just because, you know, it's like, oh, you know, I'm going to start watching this Pushing Daisies show or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, I have to decide if I'm going to commit to this thing or not and really, you know, stick with it or whatever, you know, and it's really got to be something pretty compelling to want to devote that kind of time to, because then you got to be like, well, I got to, you know, watch it every week or whatever. And like with Lost, what I've done the last two seasons is I kind of watched the first few weeks, and then I was just like, screw it, because I did this year already where I missed 1 week, because I got up on a Friday, and I'm like, oh shit, Lost was on last night. And, you know, it's like you just kind of forget, and, you know, I don't have a DVR or anything like that, so I don't have something that I can just set to record it for me, and, you know, so it's... kind of tricky, you know. You really gotta wanna watch these shows where, yeah, like you say, you know, if you're just sitting around some night and Law and Order comes on and you happen to have an hour or whatever free at that time, you're like, eh, what the hell, I'll watch it and see what happens. And, you know, you don't have to be like, oh Christ, you know, I missed the last three episodes, so who the hell knows what's going on now.
Right. We probably should wrap up this topic just to finish off the last topic. I like to sit down and watch Lost. If I'm around, I'll sit down and watch Mythbusters if it's a new one.
Yeah.
It quite often isn't. Shows I'll watch if they're on, but I don't really care, but I'll watch them is, Animal Cops Houston. Family Guy. I don't think it's a very good show, but I always watch it if it's on. It's weird how that works. Let's see what else. I love South Park. Last couple seasons haven't been so great, but yeah, and like the couple I hate to admit that I'll watch is if it was on, I would watch Dog the Bounty Hunter and What Not to Wear. Yeah, so yeah, I hope you all still don't. I hope you all still like me, although you don't have to. There's no law. Well, it's interesting what not to wear. Have you ever seen it?
No.
They get like this frumper, you know, and they take this woman, and it's usually someone with like really bad tasting clothes, and
okay.
they take him to New York, and they give him a makeover, and it's kind of interesting to see how they fix him up.
Okay.
It's kind of like the shows where they take an old car and fix, oh, those two, like American Chopper or, God, what was that one where they stole the cars and fixed them? Overhauling. Hmm. You know, they'd steal someone's shitty car, their friends would like set it up, or they steal their car, kind of like What Not to Wear. They take the car and like fix it up, and then it's cool to see it get fixed up.
Okay.
So I like shows where they take something and fix it up. Although I don't like the house shows, I just don't care about houses.
Yeah.
You know, like Flip That House or whatever. Oh, and I like to watch Samantha Brown's Passport to Europe or South America on the Travel Channel. Yes. Okay. So that's all the crap I watch.
Ben obviously has cable.
Well,
if
I'm downstairs, you know, I'll just like turn this crap on at my workbench because I've got a TV down there. So
yeah,
I end up seeing a lot of it through proxy because of that.
Yeah,
no, I haven't done that lately. All right, well, let's wrap up our final topic here: Revenge of the Music Players. All right, so I've been wanting an MP3 player for a couple years now, and I finally said, you know what, I'm going to buy one because Circuit City had them on sale because Circuit City is awesome. This is like a week ago. And so I thought, well, you know, the Zune 80 is getting pretty good reviews. And it did, you know.
Yeah.
And so, generally people are like, oh yeah, this is better than the iPod Classic. So I'm like, okay, cool, I'll go to Circuit City and take a look at them. So I did. And I'm like, yeah, this Zune is pretty cool. The Circle wasn't as cool as it was supposed to be. Not compared to the iPod Circle. And I looked at the iPod Classic. But then, and I was all ready to, like, get it. You know, I'm like, before I went there, I'm like, yeah, Microsoft. But then I saw the iPod Touch, and I was, like, mesmerized by it. So I actually ended up getting that instead. So that didn't really work for my non-Apple music thing. But I did try the Amazon music download thing that I was, you know, talking about last week. And I see your points with it, but it's pretty cool. You can go to Amazon.com, click on MP3s and downloads or whatever, and you can basically buy DRM-free songs at a really good bit rate for 90 cents or a dollar each.
And you were saying you could get, like, a whole album for, like, newer stuff in some cases for, like, $8?
Yeah, I think that Amy Winehouse album, for instance, not that I would buy it, but I saw it was, like, $7.99 or something.
Which, that's pretty cool, you know? It's, like, got a whole album for $8, and it's not, you know, restricted in any way.
Right. And I typed in some, like, obscure crap, and they had it. Because I guess they got all the labels on board, like, pretty much right off the bat.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if Apple is kind of muscling people with their monopoly on that. I didn't get to do the alternative music thing the way I wanted, but I tried. I could not resist the allure of the iPod Touch.
So what do you like so much about the iPod Touch?
Well, it's awesome, for one thing.
But what makes it awesome?
The web browser is what really got me. I thought I was like, wow, this is awesome.
Now, does that just work off your Wi-Fi, or do you, like...
Right, it's Wi-Fi.
Okay, so you don't get, like, you can't go through...
Like the
AT&T
iPhone stuff.
Or some crap like the iPhone.
I have to admit, having used this Touch, I don't know. If it wasn't for the service plan, I would actually consider getting an iPhone too.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to believe that I would say that, but you know, $80 a month for a data contract, I'm not going to pay.
Yeah, that's a little extreme.
That's ridiculous, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's cool. I mean, it's got a touch screen and it works really well, and everything's intuitive, and you know, it's like the best iPod there is as well.
Well, you can get your email on it too, right? When you're on a Wi-Fi connection.
Yeah. I was at the bowling alley the other day in Richmond Center, not in Verona, and I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to check my email. And sure enough, there's an email there. And it was something like, I think it was for Popular Science, I had to send back fact check questions. And I'm like, oh, I'm sending back fact check questions for Popular Science at a bowling alley on my iPod. The year 2008 is cool. So stuff like that. I mean, basically, yeah, the web browser sealed the deal. And if you jailbreak it, you can put on, like, all sorts of crap.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Amazon thing, I'll probably use it again if I want to get some music. And then, you know, you can just put the music in iTunes like you would any other MP3. But
yeah,
should be interesting. I'll just have to try it some more.
Cool. So,
yeah, I guess we've probably gone overtime, like Catwoman.
But at least our skin isn't Marvel.
You know, we haven't had a shitty movie night in a while.
Yeah.
Maybe like next weekend? Maybe around?
Yeah, I might be. We'll have to see.
That'd be cool.
I'm sure there's some sort of crap that's come out that could be watched.
Yeah, I can't remember what we're... We had some ideas, didn't we? Like,
seems like it. God, it was scary. I was at my parents' over the weekend, and I was flipping, because they've got freaking, like, every channel under the sun except for the show times, and I'm flipping through them, and I saw, like, Alone in the Dark pop up, and I was just like, no! Run away!
Oh,
it's like, where's Made in Manhattan or something? That's gotta be better than this.
Did you see the Far Cry trailer?
Mm-mm.
It looks pretty bad.
Ugh. What did they do, film it like in...
It's like in Vancouver. So there's like an island full of like pine trees. Seriously, that's what it was.
God. It's like, all they have to do is go down after Lost is done filming and film there.
But that would cost
that
so
would
much
cost
money for
money.
Movie.
Yeah.
Oh.
God.
Okay, well, lame. We probably better let you go. But remember, robotic healthcare is the wave of the future.
What's that new WALL-E?
Hey, I want to see that movie.
He's not a healthcare robot, but he's a garbage robot or something, so...
Did you see the trailer for that?
Yeah, it looked cute.
Like the part where the rocket ship goes into space and the entire atmosphere of Earth is, like, cluttered with satellites? I mean, I don't know. I'm very interested in that movie. I'll go see that in the theater.
Yeah, I'm much more interested in that than Ratatouille.
And it's from the director of Finding Nemo, which I thought was their best movie, so...
Yep, I would agree. That's my favorite Pixar
like
joint.
Finding Nemo director, robots, I'm there. All right, well, we'll talk to you next time.
Adios.